Local event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. The Collard Green Festival underway in the Deuces today through the afternoon. Many, many vendors, great food, music, and camaraderie, and a special dedication of a new park in St. Petersburg. The mayor was there. This occurred shortly after 11 o'clock this morning. Local event coverage here on Radio St. Pete.
So I want to introduce our MC for the program. Joyce Johnson is a resident here more than 30 years in this community, and she is one of the hosts of the Collard Green Festival, an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and calcium. If you make sure you get some before you leave. Am I right, Joyce? Come on over. Please show your appreciation for Joyce Johnson and everything she's done for the community.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you for joining us today. We are so happy and honored to be here today. The festival just keeps growing and growing. The Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival has grown from a little one street to now we're all over here. And we're just so grateful that this expansion has taken place. We're especially grateful today to have our own mayor, Kenneth Welch. He was here last year. He opened up the festival for us last year. And he's always here for our community, our thoughts, our feelings. And we're just so happy he's here today to open up the Deuces Pavilion. He's going to dedicate it. So Mayor Welch, please come on board. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Well, it is a beautiful day in St. Petersburg, and we're happy to join you as we celebrate another step in our journey to inclusive progress for the Deuces. Like many of you here today, I have fond memories of growing up here. Most of my memories are Geach's Barbecue, if you remember that, with the mustard-based sauce. But we want to recreate what was here before. We want to recreate that economic ecosystem that was here before. And so we'll continue the investments to restore opportunity and quality of life on the Deuces and in the Water District as well. Our dream is that the Deuces will once again be an anchor to this vibrant, beautiful part of our city. And we are making investments that you can see right now very close to us. The renovation of 266 homes in the Jordan Park redevelopment in collaboration with the St. Pete Housing Authority. The construction of 24 affordable townhomes and commercial retail space just one block from here, part of the Sankofa project. And just a few blocks from where we're standing, the construction of 44 new affordable townhomes that will provide home ownership opportunities for folks making 80% AMI, or about $17 an hour. Folks will be able to get into home ownership. And the redevelopment of Tangerine Plaza. Today's ribbon cutting is part of that big picture and our plan to move forward. This park, along with the district park just down the road, will serve as a gateway. And its design is what the community told us they wanted to see here. A gathering place under this pavilion for families, children, and church members. A site for folks to fellowship, enjoy the sunshine and our beautiful outdoors. The Deuces Park Plaza represents the beginning of the progress that is to come. I want to thank you all for your partnership. Thank you for being part of We Are St. Pete. And I'm very happy to see you all here today. And now I'd like to bring up a great leader and advocate for the people of St. Petersburg and his district, our own council member, John Muhammad.
Peace and blessings, everybody. How y'all doing today? Good, good. So I'm really excited to be here. Thank you all for coming out to the Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival and also to the ribbon cutting for the Deuces Corner Park. So we got to work on this name, right? And talking about our constituents. But I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you for your support of the work that we've been doing thus far. And we're looking forward to continuing it. It's actually more that needs to be done than needs to be said. And so with that, I think the mayor, he really did a great job of framing the context and letting you all know where we are. And so what I like to do at this point is bring up the man who's responsible for Parks and Rec. All things begin in Parks and Rec. You know, most people who work with the city, been there 30 years, they started in Parks and Rec. And so I like to bring up the administrator of Parks and Rec, Mr. Mike Jeffries. Let's receive him.
Thank you, my friend. Mayor, I'm so disappointed. You missed a perfect opportunity. This is the perfect opportunity to say it starts in parks, and here we are. There is nothing that makes a Parks and Rec director happier than seeing a new park in a built-out community. Come on, how beautiful is this corner? How beautiful is this space? When we say it starts in parks, everything starts in parks. It's fellowship. It's an economic engine. It's a bookend to the Deuces. We've got a new park coming in down on 5th that will be just a beautiful bookend for this street. We're so excited to be part of it. As Mayor said, we really look for a design that's a convertible space that can be used for whatever the community wants to use it for. It can be used for gatherings. It can be used for celebrations. It can be used for play, picnicking, frisbee, you name it. This park can be used for it. We are so happy to be part of it. So happy to see so many of you out here welcoming this great amenity to our district. I would be remiss if I didn't thank my staff, the Parks and Rec Department. They are second to none. I know they're all over the place. Raise your hand if you're with Parks and Rec. It's humbling to see all of the staff that work so very hard to make St. Pete a great place. It's all about placemaking, and we're happy to be part of that. It's now my honor to welcome back our MC, Joyce Johnson. I don't see her, but there she is. Perfect.
Okay. Oh, he's so tall. I've kind of got to bend this down a little bit or stand up a little bit. I'm sure most of you know that this area is commonly known as the Deuces. It's a very historic black area. A lot of black businesses were here years ago, a lot of black entertainment, and now the area is coming from a new revitalization. And it's all because of the people that have worked here so many hard over the years to bring this area back. So right now, I'd like to bring up Mr. John Talon. He is a board member on the Deuces Live. Mr. Talon.
Hello, thank you, and welcome. The great Florida author, Zora Neale Hurston, once wrote, "You gotta go there to know there." So for those of you that are here for the first time, welcome. Those of you that are from here, obviously, you already know. I was given a list of thank yous by our extremely talented executive director, Beatrice Farrell, and I want to make sure I get this right. All right, we want to thank the Deuces Live Main Street Board since 2011. Our friends and partner at the City of St. Petersburg, Stormwater and Engineering, Economic Development, the Parks and Rec Department, City Administration, Council members, current and past, especially those that approved the Joint Action Plan with WADA, all the churches on the corridor and in the community, and more to the Main Street program, our businesses and our friends of the Deuces. I would really like to thank the mayor for coming out today. Thank you very much. I'm going to get off the stage. Thank you.
I go again with my little short self. Okay, right now I want to introduce you to two people. The reason that we're all here is because of the work of these two founders, Mr. Boyzell Hosey and Ms. Savannah Harris. If you could make your way up to the stage. This all started with these two bragging to each other about 6 years ago about who made the best collard greens. And from that bragging, all of this came about.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, everybody. So I'm not sure where Samantha is because, you know, we're the co-founders and we're still learning how to run a festival, believe it or not. So she's probably busy doing something else. But, you know, this all started with just a seed of an idea over a food that we love, the collard green. And when we shared the story that we might want to start a festival, the reaction that we got from everybody was, wow. First we laughed, a collard green festival, and then we paused. And that was the common response, a collard green festival. So from that, this has all grown because it's the stories that we share when we talk about the foods that we love and grow to eat. And when we started to share these ideas, we were made aware that we could actually promote messages about agriculture and urban agriculture, the culinary experience, fitness, nutrition. And we knew that if we designed something for the kids, like our kids zone, that would bring the adults. So in year one, people showed up and we had something on our hands, right? So both Samantha and I, this is not our full-time job. but it is a full-time job. So we're going to try to grow this thing in such a way that the community can be proud of. I want to share this story with you, and I do have some thank yous. So when I realized that the community took ownership of the Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival, it was the year 20, during the pandemic. All right, so 2020, we had the festival in February, and so you know, we always have our festival the third weekend in February during Black History Month, right? And also during President's Day weekend. So all the other festivals that are coming on this weekend, that's a good thing, right? So, but 2020, the pandemic, all right? We didn't know much about COVID. It was coming. We had the festival, and just a couple of weeks later, everything shut down, right? So we come around to 21, we're still in the pandemic, and we're gonna shut the festival down. People came to us saying, please do not shut our festival down. Once that happened, I knew the community had taken ownership of this festival and that it needs to stay right here in the Deuces, right? So that's important to me because it's your festival. It's the community. So, you know, it's a labor of love. We're going to try to grow this organization in such a way where it has, you know, longevity for years to come and the next generation can take it over. So, but here is the president of the Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival and my really, really fabulous business partner, Samantha Harris.
Thank you for coming out, everyone. Wow, it's always a joy to walk out here 5:30 in the morning when there's nobody, and then at 8:56 in the morning when there's people coming out of the woodworks. We are extremely grateful for everyone in this community for doing their part to make this festival what it is. This is, I think I walked in on him saying this is our festival. We want to keep it right here. We want to grow it till it fills every block. We love doing this. We love the community support. We love how everybody comes out. And I just want to thank you personally. Thank you.
Yeah. And lastly, you know, we really do want to say this. The Woodson Museum, African American Museum of Florida now, we couldn't have started this thing without their help. And then that Healthy Start, John Hopkins, All Children's Hospital were there with us at the beginning. And then Publix jumped on board, and then other folks started jumping on board, like Humana, Healthy Horizons of Florida, Simply Healthcare, Deuces Live, the Bray Boys and Chief's Creole Cafe, Urban Drinkery, the City of St. Pete, J.P. Morgan Chase, WUSF Public Media, Power Plug Radio, who started when we did, all right? Power Plug started 6 years ago with us. We were in their studio giving collard greens, you know? So here they are doing a fantastic job with all of our audio. And then once again, and the American Culinary Federation of Tampa Bay, right? The American, let's not forget them, right? Thank you for all you do. Thank you, community.
Coverage of this morning's park dedication in the Deuces, part of the Collard Green Festival. Following the ceremony, had a few words from District 8 City Councilman Richie Floyd.
I mean, it's really exciting. I was happy to see as many people here when I got here. I had to park a couple blocks away so I could get here. As far as you know, park ribbon cutting goes, this is the best attended ribbon cutting I think I've ever been to. So it's really exciting.
The Collard Green Festival continues in the Deuces through the afternoon. Event coverage on Radio St. Pete. Our day on the go continues with more from Localtopia, the Honey Festival up in Leelman, and Beach Fest at Indian Rocks Beach.